the common fisheries policy has been deeply unfair to Ireland's fishing and coastal communities throughout the years. What happened with Brexit has been described rightly as a betrayal of those communities. It was a power grab, and I'm going to deal with some of the companies that are at the heart of this very soon. But what happened at the Fisheries Council has to be now, Minister, the final insult. There has to be a complete change in approach from our government in dealing with our European partners when it comes to the Commons Fisheries Policy. It is so, so serious. Let's start with the Hague preferences. So the Hague preferences were put in place in 1976. Their origin is Annex 7 of the EEC Council Resolution, 3rd of November 1976. And what they were in place for, it was for Ireland and Britain, was to, as a quid pro quo, in relation to access to our waters. Our waters has given huge wealth to fishing fleets across Europe, some of the richest fishing waters in the world. The Hague preference is central to that. That was a veneer of fairness, and it was deployed from time to time over the years where necessary. To suggest that the Hague preferences can just be done away with is absolutely unacceptable. And I am saying to you, Minister, you must use every single legal instrument available to you to challenge this. The member states who united to block us invoking the Hague preferences know very, very well this isn't about taking fish away from them. This is about a balance for all the fish that they've taken from our waters over the years. They know that very, very well. And I believe that, unfortunately, there has been a meek response from Irish governments. I don't include you in that, Mr. Dooley, but before you, it was a meek resistance to what was happening for too many years, and they believe that can continue. You need to prove them wrong, Minister. That you need to prove them wrong that they can't do this. So let's talk about why it was that the Netherlands, France, Germany, Poland united together to outrageously attack our fishing and coastal communities when they know what happened after Brexit. They know that we took the biggest hit from Brexit. Burden sharing never happened. They know that, and they would do that to us. Minister, it was said yesterday by my colleague, Deputy McGuinness, and I absolutely agree with him, you need to bring every single ambassador from those four countries in to meet you urgently. You need to make it clear what they did is seen as an attack on our people by a member state. And I'm going to tell you why I believe they did it. I want to talk now about the Big Five. So the Big Five are referred to as an extremely powerful oligopoly. These are corporations that cooperate together, work together, that have a collective value of 2.4 billion. It's estimated that they, by buying up quota all across the European Union, have 1 in 6 of the fish caught under their control. They're absolutely huge. At the centre of this, and I'm going to name them, Parleveliet and Van der Plas, Cornelis Vroiluk, Van der Swan, Alda Seafood, and the De Boer family. But the big one is Parleveliet and Van der Plas. Let's talk about them. So when I talk about this, the Big Five, there has been much reportage of this. This is not a secret. It's widely known. Here's the report. Here's the report just from earlier this year. Absolutely damning report into the actions of these corporations. But at the centre of it, as I say, is Parleveliet and Van der Plas. And here's a report from a couple of years ago, Follow the Money, which did an expose on the massive control this company has, led by Dick Parleveliet. So This company is valued at $1.5 billion. That's probably conservative because there's a lack of accountability around quota allocation across Europe. Nobody can tell us who actually has it with definitively. But it's estimated $1.5 billion. This is the biggest fish company in all of Europe. Huge influence. The Big Five, it's estimated, control 230 vessels. They own some of the biggest super trawlers. Actually, not some, the biggest super trawlers in the world. When you look up our coast, our west coast, you see these super trawlers literally vacuuming up the fish in our waters. This has been going on for far too long. Minister, I'm asking you, firstly, to take every single legal action at your disposal to challenge what happened with the Hague preferences. It cannot stand. It just cannot stand. But you must also call out the Big Five, and particularly this company, Parlaviat and Van der Plas. It is no doubt that these five companies, but particularly P&P in the abbreviation, they had more influence over the actions of Germany, France and Poland and their own country, Netherlands, than our own country. The lack of respect for a fellow member state that was suffered so egregiously after Brexit, a country that has been struggling so much with our decline in allocation of fish quota, is outrageous. But it gets worse than just what happens within the European Union. These companies have huge interests in Iceland and the Faroe Islands. So the reckless overfishing that has led to the mackerel species being on the precipice, these companies have benefited from that too. They also benefit from the deal with Norway to get access to the cod because they have interests there. Everywhere you turn, these corporations are winning through. This is corruption. This is corruption. This is a fundamental attack on our democracy in the European Union. Our government cannot stand for it. Our government must stand up and speak loud about what is happening here. Have no doubt about it, that what took place in the Fisheries Council was utter corruption, where corporations that have united together using the weaknesses, the fundamental flaws of the common fisheries policy to buy up quota, to recklessly overfish through Iceland and the Faroe Islands. And then, of course, with their interests in Britain. They have huge interests in Britain. So what's happened in recent days? Iceland, the Faroe Islands, Norway and UK have united together and made an agreement about mackerel. But they didn't pay any heed to the science. This agreement is way below what's been agreed at the Fisheries Council. So again, Minister, I ask, what are you going to do about that? Britain has signed up to the Trade and Cooperation Agreement. They must be aligned to the Common Fisheries Policy. How can they make a deal and enable recklessness and then benefit from a deal with the European Union? So there has to be consistency here. So let's be clear to summarise. We have our fishing and coastal communities decimated. Decimated. They were the rule takers. They played by the rules. They followed the science. We have a small number of corporations based in the Netherlands, massive corporations that have huge influence over member states. This is not environmentally friendly policy. This is not about that. This is not about what the common fisheries policy states in terms of social and economic impacts being considered by every member state before they allocate quota. It's stitched into the common fisheries policy. So what's happened here is an outrageous attack on our sovereignty, an outrageous attack on our people. And my final point is this, the time I have left. I want to draw your attention again to the Supreme Court decision of 2016, the Barlow versus the Minister decision. It is clear from that decision that the Supreme Court says that Article 10 means that we do have control over our waters as well as over natural resources. I'm asking you to get legal advice about what happened with the Hague preferences, to get legal advice about Article 10, the Supreme Court ruling, and to take legal action to defend our interests. It's not going to be enough to set up a task force. It's not going to be enough. And of course it's needed, absolutely needed, financial resources. But when these boats, in a number of years' time, need to go back to fish, there needs to be fish there. So, Minister, do everything you can.